Hey, welcome to the Victory Family Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit media@victory.com.
Welcome to week two of Because of You. This weekend, I want to talk to you about Because of You, we are kingdom builders. How many of you are kingdom builders? Come on, what a privilege it is to be. It's an honor to do so. Now, here's the bottom line. Here's why we are. Because it's simply what Jesus called us to be as his people. Jesus never intended for the church to be this inside group, this kind of inside baseball thing, this inside the walls. He meant for his people, he meant for all of us to live beyond the walls of the church and beyond the walls of our own life. Now listen, if you're a guest today, I'm excited, I'm thrilled that you're here. Because you're going to understand today what it means to be a kingdom builder. You're going to get an insight into God's heart for people. How he expects that heart to be reflected in the people that say they love him, that have been loved by him. And so before I go into any more detail, let me just take a moment and tell you what is a kingdom builder. Because if you haven't heard this, and if you're a part of Victory over the last year, you've heard about it, but I want to just take a moment. Being a kingdom builder is when you become intentional. Please say the word intentional. Intentional. It's when you become intentional. That's it. I made up a new word. It's okay. But you become intentional about living out God's love for you. It's an intentional act to live beyond your life. It doesn't happen by accident. It's not a Facebook post. It's not an Instagram like. It's an intentional decision to live the life of God through your life, to build his kingdom, which means to change the lives of broken people across the planet. It is an honor to worship and to live and to serve our God and to be kingdom builders in this life. How many of you are grateful for the privilege? Come on, it is a privilege to be a kingdom builder. It's not a have to, it's a get to. It's really this, it's as a church, as we make a decision to give extravagantly and intentionally beyond our walls as individuals. We make a decision to be intentional about giving beyond what we normally give in our tithes and offerings, our normal giving. Kingdom building isn't taking what you normally give to God and splitting it in half. Kingdom building is maintaining your tithe, that is, that part that belongs to God. And I don't have time to teach a great deal about that tonight. But it's above and beyond that. And every person who names Jesus as the Lord of their life, in whatever quantity, that's not the issue, but in a heart of obedience, everybody needs to be a kingdom builder. Everybody needs to be intentional about living beyond the walls of our own life. When you came in tonight, you were given our 2020 Kingdom Builders Project Guide. And we'll get into this here in a moment. And do me a favor, don't start reading it now, because that'll kind of distract you from what I'm trying to say to you. In about 25 minutes, you can read all you want. But I want to take a minute and help you understand that what we do is that every year I pray about this guide. I pray about the projects that we should be doing. Pastor Steve goes and scours the people that we serve in areas of the world. And together we pray through as a team, what are we going to invest in this year in Kingdom Builders? It's a giving goal that we make as a church, and it's extravagant. It's a giving goal that we have to then make as individuals. This covers three things. It covers what we call local church expansion. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't mean building buildings as a church building. It simply means this: God's kingdom in our nation expanding. God's kingdom in our region, in our city, in our own backyard. Giving into ministries, into projects that literally move the needle and change people's lives in our own nation. Then secondly, it's global mission projects. It's giving around the globe. It's giving to ministries all across the world that are changing the lives of people. Then lastly, Kingdom Builders is this: it's investing in future Christian leaders. It's helping people who have a desire and a calling from God to be able to go all through this earth, not just here in this building, not just here in this church, but across the far-flung corners of the earth to hear God's voice and to bring the light of the gospel in the darkest regions of the earth. And so we get the great privilege of doing those three things as we walk through being a kingdom builder. But before I talk to you about our commitment guide, let me do this tonight. I want to take you right into the book of Acts. I want to talk to you about the first kingdom builder identified by name in the New Testament, a man named Barnabas. Barnabas, you're going to see in his life, reflected all three of these values: local, global, and future Christian leaders. And I want you to see that this isn't just something that somebody came up with. This is reflected in the Bible. And there's a person that you could follow throughout the book of Acts, which is the history book of the New Testament church. 28 chapters, and you're writing the 29th chapter with what you do for God. Isn't that right? How many know the book of Acts hasn't stopped? Come on, man. That's what we're called to do, is to make an impact in the earth. And before we celebrate some of the things you did in 2019 and trust God for 2020, I want you to see in the Bible a kingdom builder. And this is a perfect picture of what all of us are called to do. Barnabas, we see him showing up in the very beginning of the church. When the Christians, when they came to know Christ, they were rejected by the Jews. They went into financial crisis. They were thrown out of the synagogues, and they were in great distress. And so the leaders of the church began to pull together, how do we help one another? And that's where we find Barnabas. And here's the first thing you'll find in the kingdom building Barnabas, is that he gave extravagantly, and he made an impact locally. And he did so in his actual home where he was living at the time, Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 4, listen, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, everyone say he's from Cyprus. You have to understand that's 400 miles plus away from Jerusalem. So remember that. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called, or we could say it today, nicknamed Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. It means he was so reflective of someone who lived beyond himself and encouraging others, they changed his name to Barnabas. How many of you think that's an amazing thing, to be your gift to be so apparent to change your name? Then I want you to see what he did. Verse 37. He sold a field that he owned, and he brought the money, and he put it all at the apostles' feet. I want you to see that a kingdom builder is somebody that looks at their resources and asks first, God, what do you want from me? Because this isn't my field, it's your field. And obviously God put it in his heart, and he sold his field, and he brought it to the feet of the apostles, and they served the people right in their area of Jerusalem. Secondly, I want you to understand that Barnabas gave globally. He gave beyond the walls of the city of Jerusalem. He gave beyond the walls of right where he was living. And if you think about it, most of us think of our hometown or where we were born. And he gave so far beyond Cyprus. There was a famine that was occurring in Judea. You'll find that in the book of Acts, chapter 11. And there was a famine occurring. And then they decided, those leaders, and said, hey, we need to go help them. We're going to go send them some money and resource to help them. And it's interesting that Barnabas is the one that they sent. Barnabas just didn't go collect and carry a purse to help them. Barnabas first gave of his own money. Then he collected the money of other believers who wanted to go serve those believers in distress far from Jerusalem. And then he went and he brought the money himself, and he went into a famine-beaten area, and he served and he blessed those people. So Barnabas gave globally. Thirdly, Barnabas invested in future Christian leaders. And this is probably the most impressive thing of his life. When I think about what he did, you see, there was a time when the Apostle Paul, if you know your Bible, he was known first as Saul of Tarsus. He hated Christians. In fact, when God arrested him on the road to Damascus and he gave his life to Christ, the Bible said he had in his possession letters or authority from the chief priest to arrest Christians. In fact, the Apostle Paul, the Bible said, was there present at the martyrdom of Stephen, the first martyr of the church. He stood by, the Bible said, and he held the cloak or the coats of those who would stone this man to death. This man hated Christians. So when God rescues Paul's life and that Damascus Road experience, and he comes to Christ, nobody believed it. Now you can imagine, Christians, they know who this man is. He's terrorized them. He stood there watching Stephen stoned to death. And now he's a Christian, nobody bought it. And they were like, forget it, this is a trap. All he's wanting to do is to meet some of us, and we trust him, he'll have us arrested, imprisoned, and maybe stoned to death like Stephen. But there was a man named Barnabas who didn't look at Paul's past but believed in his future. He invested in a leader that everyone else ran away from. And you can find it in the book of Acts. The reference will come up there behind me. Is when the saints at Jerusalem, the Bible said, they didn't trust him. They wanted nothing to do with him. But Barnabas used his influence. And he said, I know this man. I know what God's done in his life is real. And he didn't look at Paul's past. He believed in his future. And he poured his life into this man that others are running away from. Kingdom builders believe in people. They believe in people that others walk away from. They believe in a generation that's emerging, and not with a critical eye, but believing in their potential. And I think something really funny happened in the life of Paul, how soon we forget. Barnabas and Paul went on their first missionary journey. They took a young man with them named John Mark. Toward the middle or so of the journey, John Mark either got homesick or something, and he left them and abandoned them. And he just took off. Now, Barnabas and Paul are about to go out on their second missionary journey. And Barnabas says to Paul, "Hey, I want to bring John Mark with us." Paul said, "Absolutely not. He messed us over." I'm using my language. "He messed us over the first time. He abandoned us, he's not coming." And Barnabas said, "No, he is coming." Paul said, "Dude, I'm telling you, he ain't coming." That's my word. Okay, I'll do it with a Pittsburgh accent. Okay, listen, okay, he ain't coming. I don't care what you say, okay? Okay, no, I'm serious. Okay, you can go downtown yourself in that. Yeah, he ain't coming with me. A little bit of Pittsburgh geeks for you. There you go. So if you're not from Pittsburgh, you don't get that, but that's okay. God bless you. But you know what happened? Barnabas and Paul, the Bible said they could not come to an agreement. So Barnabas took a man named Silas, and he went on the next missionary journey. The Bible said Barnabas left with Mark. He left the hero and became a hero maker. He left the one that God was using, and he took the one that was discarded, the one that had failed, and he poured his life into him. And I find it so interesting in the book of Timothy, when Paul wrote to Timothy, he said at the end of his life, he said, "Send John Mark to me because he's profitable for ministry." That word literally means he's been prepared to be used of God. Who prepared him? It wasn't Paul. Paul realized that Barnabas saw something in this kid that he didn't see. Barnabas poured his life into the next generation. He built future Christian leaders. And then lastly, a kingdom builder like Barnabas does something called leave a legacy. And I'll tell you, the older you get, the more desperately you want that to be the outcome of your life. You really do. And I find it so interesting when you think of this man. Very few people think of a man who was born named Joseph, nicknamed Barnabas, meaning the one who would encourage. But when you read your Bible and you study the epistles in the Bible that Paul wrote, 15 books of the Bible were written by the Apostle Paul. That's Barnabas' legacy. And how many of you enjoy reading the four Gospels? If it wasn't for Barnabas, you'd be reading Matthew, Luke, and John, because John Mark is the writer of the Gospel of Mark. Never happens without a Barnabas. Kingdom builders don't live in the moment. Kingdom builders don't live to see the tree. They live to see the seeds who will become the trees. That's what a kingdom builder does. And Barnabas shows us that. But what does it look like to be a kingdom builder right here at Victory? Right here at this place. Now, if you were to take our 2019 project guide, let me just take a moment and just celebrate with you, because this is the most incredible church. The generosity that you showed in 2019 is remarkable. And I just want to take some time tonight and let you feel and let you see what happened through your generosity in 2019. As you know, in 2019, we set a giving goal of $1.4 million to fund all of these projects. And because of you, we met and we exceeded that goal of $1.4 million. What a pleasure, what a gift, what an honor to do. Every one of the projects in this book have been absolutely 100% fully funded. You funded every one of them in 2019. You gave above what you normally give to this church, and you gave $1.4 million above it, and you exceeded it. And I'm just so grateful for that. I want to highlight just a couple of things that you did in just two projects. The first one is because of you. I want you to know that we are able to expand the Waymaker School of Ministry. Like Barnabas, we are investing in future Christian leaders. And so we started the night school at the Waymaker School of Ministry. And I believe we have 24 students that are a part of the night school alone. How many of you are grateful for men and women being trained to go do the work of God in the earth? That's what you did in 2019, just one of many, many things. But because of you, I also want you to know that you were able to build, and we built an orphanage in the Philippines. Some of you, how many of you have ever lived in a third world country like I have? How many of you have lived in a third world nation? If you lived in a third world nation, you know that 3, 4, 5 year olds without parents will live on the streets. You'll see them running around and no one cares for them. They either die or they end up in prison or they end up sex trafficked. So when you hear orphanage, don't think of just, oh, little kids that needed a meal. We're talking about children that would be in prison, would be dead, or would be sex trafficked. And you built a home to literally save their lives. Every child in that home, you save their life because there is no government support. You either live or die on the street when your parents abandon you or they're dead. I just want you to know that you did that. That's not a hypothetical. And you as kingdom builders, we sent Pastor Steve over there. We tried to keep him over there, but he came back. And he said, well, that's so mean. If you knew him, you'd know he deserves every bit of it. And he was over there and he went for the dedication and prayed over the orphanage and wanted to actually bring back a report to you. But there's a brief video that he did on location there in the Philippines. So take a look at this brief video.
Hello, Victory Family Church. I'm Steve Moore, and I'm in General Santos City in the Philippines. I just want to thank you for being a kingdom builder. As you can see and hear behind me, there's hundreds of people here on this campus of Mutual Faith Ministries, and this has all been provided as a result of your giving and being a kingdom builder. So I just want to thank you, and I want you to understand the impact that your giving and your participation in Kingdom Builders has across the globe and right here in General Santos City in the Philippines. Thank you for being a Kingdom Builder.
Praise God, man. What a blessing to do that. In 2019, you didn't just give the $1.4 million, you gave above it. You surpassed the goal, and you did it by $116,000 above the goal. Man, isn't God good? Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your obedience. Imagine we gave above our normal, outside totally the walls of this church, $1,516,000 completely outside the walls of this church in 2019. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you 10,000 times over. So grateful, so grateful. And because of you, not because of me, this happened. Because every one of us did what God led us to do. Some of us gave in portions that someone would say, well, that's not a lot. But little becomes a lot when it's in the master's hand. And your obedience matters. Every bit of the obedience matters across the board. Some of you gave in great abundance because God enabled you to do that. But what you enabled us to do is to be able to take that $116,000, because here's our Kingdom Builders commitment. No matter what comes in, goes out by the year's end. Every penny that goes out. So we're just sending it anywhere. You have no idea the needs. If you gave $20 million, tonight, it could be gone tomorrow, and in ministries that I promise you would change the world they live in. But instead of me calling those or one of our staff, we ask our church people, those who are part of our church family, to actually be the ones who got a hold of these ministries. And this is just a few of them, not all of them, just a few of them. And so I want you to see some of the surprises that you and our congregation had the chance to celebrate with people. You talk about a Christmas gift and a year-end blessing. Take a look at this video.
Hey everybody, I'm Julie, this is Caroline. We are down here with our kids on the north side of Pittsburgh at Urban Impact. We're here with Victory to present Ed and Tammy Glover with the additional $70,000 that was brought through by the generous people who gave into Kingdom Builders.
Nice to meet you. Holy smokes.
Yeah, we had a $300,000 matching grant that we didn't know if we were going to make, and this is unbelievable. You know, they were questioning whether we were going to make it or not. There's no question any longer.
Yeah. So that's just fantastic. So we're so thankful. And, you know, we were praying over Christmas that God would provide, so.
Hello, Matt and Angela. My name's Dave. This is my wife, Valerie. And we've got some really exciting news. And the big news is, in addition to the $15,000 that the church has pledged to you, we've got also another $40,000 plus the $15,000 that's come in God. That we can provide to you.
Thank you guys so much for just believing in what's happening in Uganda here. And
helping us to reach the young people and the next generations of leaders that's here.
We're both honored to be part of Kingdom Builders because just the amazing blessings that you know, God has given us in our lives, and it's just it's a minimum. You know, just our small part in this. It's just a minimum we could do. It's just a minimum. It's nothing compared to what, you know, what God does for us.
Yeah, we definitely cannot do this without people like you. That's for sure.
Hey, how are you?
Good. My name is Sheila Neely, and I am here as a Kingdom Builder at Victory Family Church, and we are excited to be able to tell you that we are giving the Women's Choice Network $6,000 on behalf of the church, and you know, to help you to continue to empower and advocate for women in the Pittsburgh area.
Thank you.
So we're so excited.
We empower those who are most vulnerable to abortion to choose life and to give people a vision of really what the image of God looks like that's being made in that. And that's really our purpose here. So thank you so much.
Yes, we are so excited about it.
I'm Michael Stratus, Melissa Stratus. We're here on behalf of Victory Family Church, and
we're going to present you with a check for $20,000.
It's amazing.
Great. God bless you.
Initially, our thoughts were just going to go ahead and get, I think it was two treadmills. And we talked about some different things. I had one of our principals with us at the time. And when Pastor John saw the room, and I saw his mind working, saying, wait a minute. Why just two? Why not more? Why? And God sent these people here, but we had our alternative education class come down, kids with special needs. And they exercise. That's their form of exercise during the day. And the one kid got on the elliptical, and he says, well, what are you going to do to another child? Well, we just wait in line. And Pastor John said, that's not happening anymore. We're going to get this. And so it was music to my ears, and I shared it all with Debbie that evening, and it's been great.
I'd like to be able to extend a gift from Victory Family Church of $27,000 to help you guys start your church.
Oh my gosh. That's
wow.
Insane.
That's an incredible blessing. Wow. I mean, I'm speechless. I mean, this gift really just paid it for a year's rent for our facility. I mean,
which is just so God, because we've had that as one of our prayer requests to everyone who's praying for us is a year's rent covered.
Right.
So that is,
I mean, I'm blown away, really, because even if you go on our website, even if you go on our website, that's the first thing that you'll see during our, like, our giving is things to be praying for us, and it's one full year's of rent covered. And just to see the generosity of the Kingdom Builders and Victory Family is really incredible, and we just want to thank you as well for giving to this Kingdom Builders. You know, it's really making a difference and impact in the Northeast in incredible ways.
Hi, Mr. Hershey. My name is Craig Beatty. This is my wife, Tanya, and we have Morgan, Jake, Jesse, and Allie.
In addition to the $95,000 that Victory has already committed to your ministry, we are also able to give an additional $30,000 to your ministry this year.
Wow, that just so overwhelms me. I'm blessed, and the people in the nations are blessed. So thank you so much for just gigantic hearts, your generosity, and it's beautiful.
We're glad we can help, and for us to be able to show, you know, our kids and other kids within the church that, you know, there's more out there than our little circle in Western Pennsylvania.
Absolutely, and I think a beautiful thing is when people like yourselves have generous hearts. I'm so sorry. It moves others, and it's a beautiful thing. I shouldn't be so emotional, but I am.
You're passionate about what you do, and it's good to know that, you know, the money that we all work so hard for goes to good people who know what to do with it. So it's, you know,
absolutely.
We appreciate your stewardship of, you know, the money and what you do.
thanks. You know, it's interesting too, because $30,000 is a lot of money, but it does such dramatic things in other cultures and other places where, you know, in the States, $30,000 might get you a car or something, but overseas, we can build significant facilities in places and spaces where the love of the Father can just intervene and interrupt people's lives. So to have the kind of generosity that you, Craig, and your family has is a beautiful testimony. And I pray it just stirs and motivates so many other people, the kingdom builders, to say whatever little part they can play. It doesn't have to be the $30,000 gift. It can be whatever in their sphere of influence. Because even with a few dollars, tremendous things can happen, training people, equipping people, and really is stabilizing people in the grace of God. It's wonderful.
Oh, come on, man. Praise God, huh? What a blessing. You know, every one of you, as I said, should have received the 2020 guide. And I just want to take a moment and just share with you something that really we pray about. And I'm believing God together as a church family. And I really want you to join your heart with me as I just announce this number, because this number isn't just money. It is human beings. And you can see the people that we're serving, that this changes. They know what this means to the people they serve. But in 2020, we're believing God to fund $1.8 million worth of projects. Come on, man, let's just celebrate God. Celebrate the privilege of being able to do this for people in His name and to be able to share God's love. It's such an incredible, incredible gift. Two things I want to just point you to that you're funding here. The Newcastle campus launch in less than a month is launching. It's the first of many campuses that we're going to launch outside of our walls. And when they were referring to Pastor John in the video, that was the superintendent of schools and their business administrator. And that's Pastor John Owens they were sharing about. Aren't you glad the influence God's given he and his wife Kara in Newcastle? What a blessing, huh? So thankful for that. This is real important for those of you that would come on a Saturday night, maybe not as much, but the service times in Newcastle on Sundays only will be 9:30 and 11 o'clock. And we're starting that same weekend on the 23rd here at Victory. We will no longer have a 10 o'clock service. We will have a 9:30 and 11 o'clock, two different options for people to be able to come, bring people here on the weekends, keep our times all together across our campuses the same. So many of you are grateful for more options to be able to come to church, bring people. Praise God for that. What a privilege. Second thing is something called the House of Palms. Something I became aware of about 3 or 4 years ago, and it wrecked my heart when I saw it. And I've tried to talk about this without, it is so hard to even talk about it. And you have been a part of this, giving toward this in some measure over the years. But the House of Palms is dealing with something in a village in northern India that's occurred for over 500 years. And that's not an exaggeration. For 500 years, the way men have been able to make their living is to prostitute their wives and their daughters in their own homes. It's one of the most horrific and evil things you can imagine. And the House of Palms is literally changing this for this entire area. And you've already been a part of it, but I want you to look at the video of what they do. And I'm gonna share with you in 2020 what we are gonna do to change this picture. Take a look at this.
My name is Sonia. I'm 13 years old. At home, I have my mother, father, brother, and sister. My mother and my sister are sex workers. My mother tells me that she wants me to be a prostitute and tells me that I would be no good with an education. She abuses me all of the time, and when she comes to the House of Palms, she threatens that next year she will take me out and make me do this ugly work just like she made my sister. I request that you pray that my mother's thinking will change. You see, in my village, this ugly business goes on. Girls cannot study and do good. The girls do not want to do this dirty work, and most are forced into it. They aren't allowed to say they don't like it, but when parents aren't around, they cry and say their lives are ruined. It is very dark and it hurts my heart badly. Almost all of them say they want to come to the House of Palms because they know they can do better, study, and be happy. Many are on a list hoping they can get in one day, When I visit home, I speak to the girls in my village. I tell them how happy I am and how I'm learning about Jesus, praying, and studying the Bible. I tell them that it's so much better than being in the village with all the bad things happening every day. When I grow up, I want to become a teacher so I can help children. I want to educate children and give them a future like the House of Palms has given me. I want this ugly profession to stop and go away. I want the next generation to not have to learn these ugly things. I want to tell my teachers at the House of Palms, thank you. Thank you for believing in me and giving me hope. I also want to thank you who are supporting this good place. You built this place and is doing so much good for all of us. You've given me hope and a future that I didn't know was possible. God bless you, and continue to pray that this terrible business will stop forever. Thank you.
This has been going on for 500 years, and I want you to see a picture of this little girl sitting on a bed. One of the practices is that in front of every home that is prostituting a daughter or daughters, and this is as early as 7 or 8 years old, and or their wives or wife, there's a bed in front of the house. And the bed you see this little girl sitting on is not just, she's not relaxing, she's for sale. And everywhere in the village where you see a bed is a girl. And when people pass, it's a place where people drive past and had to travel past. It's been a main route for years. And they literally prostitute their daughters. Every child you saw in that House of Palms video is a child that literally was taken out of a home where they were going to be a prostitute, brought into their own house by their father, day after day, being sexually abused by people for money. In 2020, we are going to help, along with Faith Family Church, and we are going to exceed that building. We are going to put $120,000 along with their $120,000. We are going to build an entire House of Palms in 2020. Man, that thrills my heart. What a privilege. I think, what if that was my daughter? What if that was my daughter? How can human beings be so dark? And when the little girl said, there's so many kids waiting on a list, can you believe God with me that in 2020, can we reduce that list? Can we get some girls, some kids rescued that can have their lives changed? And I'll tell you more of what's happening. In this fall, we're going to actually send people over who to actually be and see the House of Palms that you've already been a part of. But we're going to build one. And in the years to come, I just want to see God do something so amazing. And this is what we do. This is what kingdom builders actually do. And so I want to encourage every one of you then, as we trust God for 2020, is I want to help you to do something very intentional in 2020 with Kingdom Builders. I'm not asking any of you to give a certain amount of money. I'm not asking anybody to do something that's impossible. I'm asking for everybody who's a part of Victory to be generous beyond your normal giving so that we can help people around the world. We can help people locally, and we can help train the next generation of Christian leaders. And I just want to take a moment and help you to simply understand this simple truth, and it's so simple, that before you can be an extravagant giver, you have to have an extravagant heart. So let me pray over you for just a moment. I'm going to share with you just three simple things, and we're going to then get into the presence of God and ask God by His presence to speak to each of us, not about money, but about the love of God for human beings and how Jesus entrusted this mission to His people. This is what church is meant to do. It's not this in-house game. It's about living the Jesus life around the world, locally, and in the next generation. Let me pray for all of us. Father, I pray tonight for every person here, every person who will watch this, every person online, every person under the sound of my voice, that you would break our heart with what breaks yours, that you would show us your heart, not an obligation, not a have to, but a privilege to be used by our God to see the gospel shake the world. Father, I thank you for that privilege, and I pray that over every person in Jesus' name. Three simple things I want you to consider as we enter 2020. We're not receiving an offering tonight about this. This is something that you give toward, if you're a part of Victory, you know, all year long. And in the fall, we all point to one large offering that we bring, and And this year you gave over the $1.4 million, over $1.5 million. Number one, I want to ask you to do this. Don't be hypothetical about this. Be intentional. Have a plan for your giving. Every one of us can have a simple plan. Be practical about this. Now, Michelle and I, we don't have money put back. We had kids. And we just have never, you know, I should have got a hold of Davey Ramsey a long time ago. But what we do give is whatever, what we do, whatever any money that comes in, we give as generously as we know how to be. But so every month we give toward Kingdom Builders. So put it a part of your monthly budget in some way to add to Kingdom Builders on a monthly budget, on a monthly opportunity, and be very practical about it. And I just want to encourage every one of us. Sometimes it's sacrificial. For some of us, the giving that we do isn't sacrificial at all. But for some of us, we had moms that are single moms and parents and families in distress, but they gave out of their distress. And I can promise you this, and in heaven, none of us will regret the changes that were made eternally for human beings. So please, please have a plan to be generous. Secondly, have a vision for your generosity. Actually pray and ask God to help you. Be creative. Barnabas, no one told him to sell his property. He wasn't commanded to do that. He owned something and he said, well, I can sell this and I can make a difference with it. What is it that you have in your life that God may touch your heart and say, is that really even necessary for you? But you can turn that into finances or money and you could change the world with it. I mean, it might be as simple as a bunch of silly jewelry laying around that you never wear. I don't mean family heirlooms, but just stuff laying there in our lives. We're such a blessed nation. And I'm not telling you to do that. I'm saying ask God for a vision for your giving. Ask God to help you to see that you're changing the world through your generosity. And then lastly, this, I want you to have an actual dream for your generosity, that this requires God to show up in your life. I want you to understand that to all of us, the Bible said, to whom much is given, much is required. Some of you here have been greatly blessed of God, and God has given you incredible resources from which to steward for your life. And I want you to actually pray about giving in a way that would shake somebody's understanding. How would anybody ever do that? For some of you, God's going to touch your heart to do and give amounts of money that you thought, I never would have ever done something like this. But many of you will be called to do that. But all of us can pray. Michelle and I, beginning of this year, we prayed over Kingdom Builders and said, Lord, anything that you bring to us that's unexpected, help us to be able to put it right into Kingdom Builders. Lord, help to prosper us this year so that we can put more into your kingdom, more into Kingdom Builders, more into the lives of people that will last forever. And so in the back of your guide, there's something called My Giving Goal. I would suggest every one of you take this home, pray. Truly have a plan, have a vision, have a dream for your giving. And just write it down on that page for yourself. If you want to make that official, you can go on our website, go to kingdombuilders@myvfc.info, and you can formally put in your pledge. But you don't even need to do that. This isn't about, I'm not a fundraiser. This is not fundraising. This is faith raising. This is living the Jesus life outside the walls of this church. And I want to lead you in being Christ-like so that we can live the life that Jesus died for us to live. In a moment, in fact, Jesse, come on up. I want Jesse just, he'll stand together with me. I want us to just go into his presence for a moment, because you'll never be harder. You'll never be closer, I should say, to the heart of God when what's in his heart dominates your heart. What overwhelms his soul overwhelms my soul. I want you to see for every one of you, whether it's in great gifts of abundance or in actual sacrificial giving, I want you to see at the other end of that, not your sacrifice, not your amounts, but I want you to see people. I want you to see little girls that a year from now will not have to be forced into prostitution by their own father. And you get to change that. And I'm going to pray just as we go into his presence that truly God will break my heart for what breaks his. And he'll do the same for you as we seek his heart to truly be a church that throughout eternity we can say we are kingdom builders. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray over every person here. This life we live can get us so tied down to what comes and goes and doesn't last forever. Jesus, you died so that men and women could be saved forever. Help us to live this life of love that you've shown us. Help us to give this love away to others. And I pray for every person here, a part of Victory, to be a part of Kingdom Builders, every one of us to do something above our normal giving that will make a difference forever for people. And I pray as we set the goal of $1.8 million to fund all of these projects, by faith, I thank you that every one of us will do our part and you will breathe upon us and we will be able to fulfill this desire and dream and passion. But it's not the passion of my heart. It's the passion of your heart. Break our heart with what breaks yours. We worship you. Worship you. Worship you.
Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity, heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Oh, how you love me.
Break my heart.
Break my heart for what breaks yours.
Sing it together.
Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity. Oh, heal my heart and make it clean. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. How you love me. Oh, break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity.
Father, help every one of us to know we're not permanent on this earth. We're not residents here. We're passing through. We're walking from earth into an eternity. Help us to live lives that last forever. Help us to trust you in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our shortfalls, to see beyond this life and to realize that there are things that you died for. Help us to understand that the love that you loved us with needs to be reflected in our life, and that we will never know your heart more closely. We will never be more intimate with your heart, more intimate with you, with what breaks your heart is so one with our hearts that our hearts break with it, that it literally leads us and compels us through compassion and love and mercy to pour our lives beyond the walls of our life, beyond the walls of our pain, beyond the walls of our church, beyond the walls of our pleasure, to make a difference in this earth. And I pray that over every person, that 2020 will be the year that we put God's kingdom first place in our life like we never have before. First in our finances, first in our time, first in our talent and our treasure. Lord, that you would be first in every area of our life, for you truly are preeminent in all things. Holy Spirit, I ask you now to help every person here to actually have their heart touched by you, to make a difference in this earth. And I pray by faith together with this wonderful church family that we will see $1.8 million given, and every project in that book will be fulfilled. We thank you for that privilege. And like you are in all things, I pray in abundance and in overflow that next December, we're sending surprises all over the world again. Oh, Father, help us to live this kind of life. There is no other way to live. There's no greater way to live on this earth. Help us to live the Jesus life, which is this type of living. I thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name, with every head bowed and every eye closed. You know, God had a very intentional plan, a very intentional giving plan for you. The Bible said he so loved you, he so loved me, that he gave his very own son, not money, not time. He gave himself, his very own son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. You see, my sin and your sin demanded a payment. And one of two things are going to happen when you die. You will pay for your sin on your own. And when that happens, Jesus said there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And the punishment for it, for sin in my life, is eternal separation from God. But God so loved me that he robed himself in human flesh, born of a virgin. And on that cross, he poured out all of his wrath on Jesus that was due me. And you pay for your sins on your own at death, or you receive the payment of a Savior who loved you. God was very intentional when he sent Jesus to die for our sins. What an amazing, amazing God. If you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ, that is, if you died right now, you don't know where you would spend your eternity, because eternity awaits you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, if you say, Pastor, I'd like to be included in a prayer this evening to invite Christ into my life. I want to turn from my old life, repent and turn from it, and give my life to the one who gave his life for me. Not a religion, not a dead religious prayer, but a living Savior. And I want to receive Jesus into my heart and make him tonight the Lord and the Savior of my life. And if you do that tonight, he turns no one away. No one away. No one gets turned away. And he will come into your life, make you brand new. Your sin debt will be canceled. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here tonight and you're not sure if you've ever given your life to Christ, or you've never done it and you're certain, you say, Pastor, I believe he's the Son of God who died for my sins. I want to open the door of my life and invite him in and receive his sacrifice and leave this place clean, made brand new and heaven bound because of a Savior. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, you say, Pastor, please include me in that prayer. I will pray for you right where you're seated. The whole church will pray the prayer out loud and together with you. Pray it where you hear it, right where you're seated. Right where you're seated, I'll pray for you. Say, Pastor, include me please in that prayer. Just simply raise your hand and I'm gonna pray for you. Do it right now. Do it right now. Don't be shy about this. Your eternity hangs in the balance. Thank you. Thank you. You can put your hands back down. Listen, if you raised your hand, or I should say this, if you didn't raise your hand because you were afraid you'd be singled out, you can see I'm not going to do that. So with heads bowed, eyes closed, say, Pastor, please include me as well in that prayer. I want to make Christ the Lord of my life. Just quickly, right where you're seated, standing, just lift your hand right now and I'll pray for you as well. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. If you raised your hand, or you should have, pray this out loud where you hear it. Jesus will come into your heart. He will never leave you and never forsake you. Pray it where you hear it. We'll pray it with you. Say, Heavenly Father. Pray it where you hear it. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. He died on a cross to bear my sin debt. I open the door of my heart and life. And Jesus, I invite you in now. I receive you now to be my Savior and Lord. Thank you for coming. I am now a child of God. My sin is wiped away, and I am heaven bound in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Give them a hand. Best decision of your life. Hey, if you prayed with me today, you keep coming back.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from Victory Family Church. We pray that you were blessed by God's word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as information on who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lifeatvictory.com.